Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up on tomorrow's program, should math, science, and finance majors pay lower tuition than their counterparts studying the liberal arts? That notion was floated by the governor of Florida recently, and we will take up the question. That's on tomorrow's Brian Lehrer Show. Right now, what do Paul McCartney, Dr. Oz, Russell Simmons, and Candy Crowley have in common besides their recognizable names? They're all practitioners and advocates of the practice of transcendental meditation. So is the award-winning director, writer, and producer David Lynch, best known for films such as Blue Velvet and Mulholland Drive and the TV series Twin Peaks. He's also the founder and chairman of the David Lynch Foundation for Consciousness-Based Education and World Peace. John Hagelin is the president of that organization and director of the Institute of Science, Technology, and Public Policy, a think tank at Maharishi University of Management, Maharishi after Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, the founder of TM in Fairfield, Iowa. David and John have been working to bring the practice of TM to populations affected by PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, veterans, victims of abuse, and others, and they join us now to discuss their work. John, welcome to WNYC, and David Lynch, welcome back.
Beautiful to see you again, Brian.
Great to be with you.
And I will disclose that I learned TM many years ago, used to practice it very regularly, less so. Running has sort of taken its place in my life.
Brian, you've got to get back to your regular and run as well.
But I certainly think it's a great thing. So before we really get into the particular topic, John Hagelin, you tell us first, why do you think, and I don't know an answer to this question because I think all kinds of meditation are good. Why are we talking about transcendental meditation as a particular technique here as opposed to any kind of yogic meditation? So many of our listeners meditate, but from all different kinds of practices.
It's a very good question. TM is very different from anything that today is out there that goes under the name of meditation, because all the techniques you're aware of, except perhaps TM, are all about using the mind or thinking in a certain way or visualizing something or witnessing your thoughts or visualizing. Transcendental meditation is about going beyond the mind to experience the ocean of consciousness within, at the basis of mind, at the basis of thought. And that's called transcending thought. And it's that fourth state of consciousness, the meditative state, going beyond thought, also called samadhi in the yogic literature, which is so easy of access to anyone with a proper training, that's what's bringing all the medical results.
And people will say that lots of kinds of meditation do also bring you to transcendence, but we're not going to have that debate today. We'll you know, take as a premise that TM is a good thing. And David Lynch, you have the David Lynch Foundation, which is working to bring TM to what you refer to as our most stressed populations. So tell us what you're working on.
Well, the David Lynch Foundation was formed to raise money to bring transcendental meditation to any person who wanted it. Primarily, it started with students. And so now there have been hundreds of thousands of students that have learned transcendental meditation as a result of the money we've raised. And then this thing spread to prisoners, to veterans suffering with post-traumatic stress disorder, to kids suffering from ADD, ADHD, to the Native Americans suffering from diabetes, abused women and children. Lots and lots of people are out there suffering. And I think, Brian, the thing that people should know is that every human being has a treasury within. And transcendental meditation is like being given a golden key that opens the door to that treasury easily and effortlessly. And it does so much good for the human being. It is, among many other things, a stress buster. Life gets better and better when you really, truly transcend and experience that treasury. And another thing about this, the differences between the different meditations, now there's brain research. And when they see a person truly transcend, the full brain gets engaged. They call it total brain coherence. It's the transcendent that does everything good. It doesn't matter how you get there, but transcendental meditation will get you there easily and effortlessly. And the transcendent is what does everything good for the human being. Always and forever been there. Experience it and watch your life get better.
And what are you arguing with respect to how much it can help people with PTSD and other kinds of trauma issues by itself or in coordination with other kinds of, you know, treatments and stress reducers and things like that people engage? I know that, you know, back from a few decades ago when I was a regular meditator, I know that the organization has always been into health effects research. Mm-hmm. That's a long-standing thing. And you research the effects on blood pressure and have been working with prison populations for many, many, many years. So what do you argue is the state of the research? And is it to replace other kinds of treatments or is it in conjunction with as an enhancement?
It's a very good point. Probably the most significant study ever done in the world of complementary medicine was released 2 weeks ago by the American Heart Association. It was a 9-year longitudinal study funded by the NIH on the effects of TM on heart disease, heart attack, stroke, and death. And the people who were in that study for all those years who had heart disease, who invested 20 minutes twice a day to do their TM, reduced the incidence of death, heart attack, and stroke by 2/3. Now, both groups, the controls and the meditators, were taking their medicines. They were on a dietary and exercise recommendation and regimen. The only difference between the two groups was TM. And the reason TM cut heart attack, et cetera, by 2/3 is simply because it gives a state of physiological rest much, much deeper than sleep.
2/3 is a hard number to believe, I have to say. Nothing cuts the risk of heart attack by 2/3.
This is the first thing that cuts the risk of heart attack by 2/3. And the American Heart Association in this study underwent 3 years of anonymous peer review to be sure there were no errors in the study. And this is an extremely rigorous study. It's a very important study in the world of mind-body medicine because there's still some doctors out there that wonder whether the mind has an effect on the body. This closes that argument completely.
And on another health effect, here's a testimonial. This is just a 9-second clip from a promotional video for the David Lynch Foundation. Listen.
I lost 4 members of my family. Diabetes. Since I started TM, my sugar's been where it should be.
David, diabetes?
Diabetes. The thing is, Brian, that there's many, many, many different ways that human beings suffer and absorb stress and what stress does to us, the crazy things it causes us to do, the illnesses that it brings. And if you can dive within easily and effortlessly, they say this is a holistic experience. All avenues of life start improving. We have so many surface cures, and surface cures will never do it. Einstein said, if you want to solve a problem, get to something underneath that problem. And you can't get deeper or more underneath than the unified field, that ocean of consciousness, that treasury within. Experience that and watch all aspects of life improve.
Is the argument with respect to diabetes that you become more centered, so you can resist the excessive sugar more, the excessive carbs, or is it even more directly physiological than that?
This is a Dr. John Hagelin question.
Well, it turns out most disease, as much as 85% of disease, is caused or complicated by stress. And diabetes is one such disease. When the body gets a state of deep rest, this is why doctors always prescribe rest, whatever the problem is, the flu, the mumps, it's because the deep rest gives the body a chance to redirect its energies, to remobilize its resources towards repair. The body knows it has diabetes. It's struggling to produce enough insulin. Give the body an opportunity to rejuvenate and repair, and lots of these stress-related issues fade.
Let's take a phone call. Adam is calling from the Cayman Islands. Adam, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your question?
Good. Quickly, I'm thrilled to be talking to David Lynch, but anyway.
How's my money doing out there?
How's Mitt Romney's money doing down there?
I wouldn't know. As my wife says, the palm trees are just the right height here. Anyway. I saw a documentary about meditation in prison, but they were talking about Vipassana meditation and the results of that. And it was in a prison in Alabama, of all places. I was wondering if you know what I'm talking about, the program for that kind of meditation, and if you could maybe contrast the difference between transcendental meditation and Vipassana meditation.
Thank you. Do either of you know?
I sort of know about mindfulness, and my take on mindfulness is they ask a person, first of all, there's something to think about. Every human being has consciousness, but not every human being has the same amount. So they're asking people to take whatever size of ball consciousness they have and being aware of their breathing, be aware of the roses, the sound of the feet on the path, being aware, being mindful. And so it's an interesting thing to do to appreciate the world and be aware of things, but awareness is tied to consciousness. And transcendental meditation, you dive within, you experience this vast, unbounded ocean of consciousness within every human being. You infuse that, and you actually really and truly expand consciousness, expand awareness, and you don't have to worry about it. You'll be more aware of everything and happier in the doing. So it's to expand that consciousness by visiting that treasury every day, and that's what mindfulness does not do.
I could add this from a brain perspective. As the awareness is drawn deeply within, and that's what meditation is, classically understood and properly practiced, technique to take our outwardly directed attention powerfully within to experience deeper and deeper, quieter levels of thought. What generally is called meditation, contemplation, or mindfulness is a more quiet, more reflective level of thinking. And the brain waves are completely transformed when you go in that direction compared to outwardly directed active cognitive processing. TM simply takes that all the way to a state of absolute silence, and the functioning of the brain is completely transformed to what's called global EEG coherence, maximum orderliness of brain function.
We've got 2 minutes left with the writer, director, producer David Lynch in the role of his foundation, founder of his foundation, I guess you would say, the Foundation for Consciousness-Based Education and World Peace, and John Hagelin from Maharishi University at Fairfield, Iowa, associated with the TM movement. But in our last, minute and a half here, David, back to your other life tonight. You and George Stephanopoulos, I see, are hosting a benefit gala at Lincoln Center featuring Herbie Hancock, Wynton Marsalis, Wayne Shorter, other jazz greats. What are you raising funds for?
We're raising money to continue all these different programs that the David Lynch Foundation is involved with. And it should be a great night of jazz and more information on the benefits of diving within with this technique of transcendental meditation.
If you can't be there this evening, definitely visit us at www.davidlynchfoundation.org.
And since it's not every day that you're on the show, David, one of our producers insisted that I ask you this question about Blue Velvet. What was Dennis Hopper's character, Frank Booth, huffing from that tank?
This has been asked many times before, but I say Dennis had a great amount of experience with different drugs in his life, bless his heart. And he always said he knew what it was, but it was a mixture of a few things.
And if he knew what it was, I guess it was good enough for him, and the mystery will persist. You can learn more at davidlynchfoundation.org or by following @LynchFoundation on Twitter. David Lynch, John Hagelin, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Brian.